you have a shopping mix that satisfies every need. Valley Hyper. Discover the difference.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Sanctified Mondays on Rise FM Lunch. Sis Courtney joins us on the line. A happy, blessed Monday to you, Sis Courtney.
Happy, blessed Monday to you, Lily, and Rise FM listeners. How are you?
We are blessed, highly favored too. And I'm so happy, so happy to see your message today. God is concerned about you. Something you should never, ever, ever forget.
Exactly. Sometimes we think God has forgotten about us when we are in situation. But if we think God is forgotten about us, it means God has forgotten about himself. Because we are made in his image according to his likeness. So uNkulunkulu go Exodus 3-7, abalaleli bazayivula ekhaya. He says to he opens his heart, you know, he expresses his concern to Moses, because he was deeply concerned about the children of Israel and their way of living, and the oppression that they were facing when they were in Egypt. Seven things God says, Lily. He says, one, to Moses. He said, I have seen their affliction. I have heard their cry. I know their sorrow. I have also seen the oppression. He said, then says, I have come down to deliver them. I have come down to bring them out of Egypt unto the land of the good land, and a land that is flowing with milk and honey. Not just out of the land, but a good land, Lily, and the land that is flowing with milk and honey. So he's saying, number seven, then I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people out of that situation. This shows us, Lily, ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyabona ngoba uNkulunkulu ophilayo and uconcerned. Because when you look at point 1-4, it's a reflection that God sees our affliction and is totally aware of what is happening in our lives. And he's saying to us, as Rise FM listeners, he's saying, I'm concerned, and I'm saying to us, Naomi Lili, we need to be comforted by the fact that God sees, and he doesn't just see, he's concerned, and he is sending in your way a deliverer, someone who is a destiny helper, like Moses, who was a destiny helper of children of Israel, taking them out of the unbearable situation of oppression. So I'm saying to Rise FM listeners, I don't know what you're going through. You may be going through a divorce. You may be going through abuse. You may be going through issues at work. You may be having, you know, health issues. But God is going to send a deliverer to your way. He will send someone legally, and he's a master strategist. He will not just send anyone. He will send someone who will also understand your situation. Someone who has gone through your situation, and someone who has been healed by God to actually hold you by your hand, out of your grief, out of your sorrow, out of your humiliation, because God is still willing even today to send people our way for our own good. So we must never believe or think ukuthi uNkulunkulu does not see us. So it is the word of encouragement today to the Rise FM listeners, whoever is going through a difficult situation, I am reminding you today that God is concerned. And because he's concerned, and with the verse that I've reflected, go to God and tell him that you have sent people to Israel. I need you to send you my deliverer. Activate the word of God. You don't just believe and sit. You activate it, because the word of God is living and active. So you have to make life and hold God accountable and believe that God is concerned about your poverty, Lily. God is so concerned that your husband is cheating on you. God is so concerned that your children are hooked by drugs and substance, but he is sending a deliverer. So watch out for a deliverer. And when a deliverer comes, receive the deliverer and praise God. Because we are serving a living God who is concerned and so much concerned and so interested. Our life is his business. So we must never forget that God is concerned, Lily. We must open our hearts and receive this word this morning as a reminder that indeed he's a concerned God. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sisconi. I appreciate that word so much. To everybody listening to this show, I'm pretty sure you received it as well. He sees it, he knows it, he's aware, he is concerned. All you need to do is activate the word of God, and he's here to comfort you today. I appreciate your time, Sisconi.
Thank you, Lily. Amen.
Oh, God, yeah. But he is concerned about you. But you need to activate the word of God. That's his calling. She joins us every Monday. Join us next time, okay?
Now because of you, my life is sweet. Now because I get you.